Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Damian Lillard made Rip City pucker for a minute yesterday. He did an interview with Lisa Robinson of Vanity Fair. That's how you know you got a superstar on your hands, is when Vanity Fair is wanting to offer it, or interview him.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Vanity that the
Fair,
pinnacle?
Vanity Fair dabble in basketball much?
I don't know.
See? No, they don't. Answer, no. But it was a wide-ranging interview he did with Lisa Robinson, but this exchange caught Blazer fans' eyes when Robinson said, "When the season shut down, the Trailblazers were in ninth place. If you move up to eighth, you play the Los Angeles Lakers in the first round. You want that?" Lillard, "Of course. I think we can beat them." Whoa. Robinson, "As a Knicks fan, I wish you would come here. Madison Square Garden is so great." Lillard, "I thought I was headed there a few years ago. I was hearing trade rumors. The Garden is one of my favorite places to play."
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Whoa.
Michael Jordan is also.
Oh, he plays really well there. Really well
Everybody
there.
Everybody loves the Garden. Who doesn't love the Garden?
I've never been there. Have you?
No, but I'm just saying, for as players, then they say everybody just embrace, they love it. It's the Mecca.
It is the Mecca. Yeah. It's Madison Square Garden. I mean, how many great games and great moments in NBA history have we seen at Madison Square Garden? Yeah, it's fantastic. And especially with a guy like Dame who, you know, it's fascinating to me when you think about the greats of a sport. It doesn't matter what sport it is. They're all historians of that game, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and like Lillard is a historian of the game of basketball, where he loves things like, you know, the mystique of places like Madison Square Garden. But with that comment, people started going, wait a minute, trade rumors. Would the Blazers ever think of trading Damian Lillard? And so a lot of people started doing their internet sleuthing. And it's kind of, apparently these rumors go back to 2018, July of 2018, where Stephen A. Smith went on First Take and said, if Damian Lillard is going to leave the comfortable and financially beneficial confines of Portland, it's only for two places that I'm being told. He's interested in New York or LA. One of those two, New York or LA. And by LA, I mean the Lakers, not the Clippers. That's what Damian Lillard wants. And so there's also the reports that came out of Dame and Paul Allen having an agreement that if it ever came to a point where, you know, Dame didn't feel that the Blazers were moving in a direction to win and be a championship contender, that they would trade him to a place that he wanted to go. Obviously, this is all a moot point because Dame has re-upped since then and signed his Supermax deal. But people are saying, how real are these conversations with the Knicks? And that's something that people want to know and learn. And it kind of revolves around the Kristaps Porzingis trade. Remember that in January of 2019?
Yeah, sure do.
And so that is kind of the only thing that people will point to, is like, were the Blazers talking with the Knicks about Dame for Porzingis?
I think that where there's smoke, there's a little bit of fire. Mm-hmm. I think so.
When it's coming from his mouth specifically, that like,
why would he lie about it?
I mean, he's saying, I thought I was headed there a few years ago. I was hearing trade rumors. Mm-hmm. And when you kind of go back and you look at it, nobody, when Stephen A. Smith said that, did we take those comments seriously? That Dame, you know, to New York or LA?
Probably everybody outside of Portland did.
Yeah, I know we didn't, though. We didn't really think Blazers would ever give up Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. And it kind of seems like those trade rumors were all just just what they were, rumors, right? And, you know, Dame saying that to a Knicks fan kind of in passing is, yeah, well, there was those conversations a couple of years ago, and I don't think the Blazers would ever trade Dame at this point.
Well, we've seen stars move on from their teams and teams move on from stars. Like, we've just recently in this decade, like in never before in the history of the NBA. I mean, guys leaving, jumping ship, gone, teams trading them, getting rid of them, gutting the teams and doing that. It's never been, I mean, the NBA, that never happened in my day of watching that. I mean, you get one or two times and you might get a Shaq that he left, but you just didn't, nobody left. Kobe stayed, Michael Jordan stayed, Reggie Miller stayed, all these superstars stayed. I mean, everybody from Portland in that stretch for the 90s and the 2000s, nobody was leaving. Now it's like, well, LeBron left Cleveland, whoop, let's go. Kawhi Leonard, gone. Okay, everybody's gone. Russell Westbrook, gone. James Harden, gone. Kevin Durant, gone. I mean, they're gone. So to say that this wasn't a reality potentially with Dame, yeah, I think it was. And if he wanted to go to the Knicks, I mean, it's the Garden. It's still dysfunctional Knicks.
But I think that it also goes to the Blazers, and like what CJ McCollum was saying about in his tweet that, you know, we have ownership that has our back, you know, and understands the players. Like the rumors surrounding Dame in that agreement that he had at one point with Paul Allen, when obviously Paul was still alive and in control of the franchise, was, we're going to do right by you. We're going to do right by you if it ever comes to that point. And having those conversations are like, all right, well, they were in the middle of a contract negotiation, right? And everybody has their leverage, so rumors start swirling. And of course, you would feel that Dame would say, all right, well, I've had this conversation. I thought I might go to the Knicks or maybe potentially the Lakers. Well, as it is, he's going to be in Portland. He's probably going to be a Blazer for life. And player mobility, hasn't that made the league better?
It has, but I wouldn't tell you that Dame's going to be a Blazer for life. I'm not sold on that. Now, I know he signed a 196 Supermax deal, but that deal easily could be swapped and traded in a year from now.
Oh, teams would be willing to take him on, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is year to year with Dame, and I wouldn't hate on him for that. No, I know, but I'm trying to be truthfully realistic. Is don't buy into the fog that you're going to be around forever. I know his love and passion for this city is unquestionable, because that is who he is right now. That is true to his core, and I believe that. The reality of this league is that things change, ebbs and flows. There are things that you just can't control. His love and passion for this place has nothing to do whether he will be here forever. That's just who he is.
You know how much money he's going to make in 2021?
I don't know. What's the cap number, like 50?
He's going to make $43 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
2023, he'll make $50 million, final year of his deal.
That doesn't even include his Adidas deal.
His Adidas deal is like $10 million a year.
Yeah, that's
$50 million.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
My gosh. That's a lot of dough to be playing basketball. Yep. Supermax deal for Dame Willard.
Happy for him.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't going to have me say hate on that. He deserves every penny.
The bubble of the NBA. Now, you're hearing a lot more reporters backtrack on the, hey, they should just go and be happy being stuck in the bubble after yesterday's report. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.